Blog Talk Radio.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all
things you do. All the things you do. All the things you do. All the things you do.
It seems that you're the only reason for it.
I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence.
I hold no one like leaving fall to what is left.
Before I sleep, I thought to God, he must be mad with me. It's coming.
I'm confused to outspend my forever with. It seems that of the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked,
and I poked,
and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it
some more,
and in my notepad, and I wrote,
and I wrote.
If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, tell me what does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me, love.
It seems that of the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
Thank you. Be bold. Just remember. The Mexico. It made me cold. Do the stress increase my hunger? Tell a lie and make a promise. Fish like a man, nigga, fish. Hit, nigga, this a fucking hit. Send a nigga a whole full clip. Dramatized by the whole trip. Boatload full of cocaine. Got some wolves riding in some hyenas. 4 to 8K like this bitch to Nina. And I know I got a billionaire demeanor. Going out the dog, very young. Fuck you pussy, fuck a pussy. Put the pussy on a nigga's tongue till the pussy juice running down my lung. Ain't another better feeling like the feeling when a nigga make it out the slum. Taking all my rest and rest, I got my niggas rich, I'm at the tower, I belong.
How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good out here in these streets. Not those streets, but the streets of life. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
How you
doing tonight? I'm good. You know, I'm proud of myself. My hands are blessed. I've been making a couple of things. Y'all know, I crochet if anybody want anything. And outfits are coming. I'm crocheting whole outfits, adult stuff, and it's coming out beautiful, and I'm like, yo, I'm excited. I'm here talking to spirit, like, I'm so grateful. My hands are blessed. You know? And it's all good. It's all good. It can be a lot of time to put into it, but it don't feel like work to me because I enjoy it. I love
what
you're
saying, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, and you are in King and Queen's Quarters. And this is the Surreal Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Yeah, you already know that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Gah-ha. Oh, yeah.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, before I continue, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a big shout-out to someone who is a very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of Raw Lynx, and he goes by For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. off of Larry Maddox. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and the host were talking about just now at Amazon and at RawLinksDRaw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, you make sure you holler at any of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with those beautiful pieces of jewelry. Now, King, the show tonight. You want to let them know what it's about?
Hey, tighten up your gear, tighten up your shoelaces. You know what I'm saying? Walk a step through, run. Pitch an impeccable ink, because we all have impeccable ink. You know what I mean? That's stuff that just had to go. Yo, did I write that? You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh yeah, and I'm ready too. I lost count. I don't think I've ever counted how many pieces I've written. I have just been writing and writing and writing. And you know what? I have certain days where I will push out maybe about 3-4 pieces in one day and be like, wow, where did this come from? And I'm talking about they just back to back to back to back. I'm like, this is amazing. Is this actually me? Or something else got a hold of my hand because my ink is just flowing. And then there are days where I don't actually feel like writing, but I have written. And there are days where I do feel like writing, and I mean, I struggle with what it is that I want to say. You know, what I want heard when I pen it. You know, it's not that I don't know what to say, it's what words I actually want to use. You know what I'm saying? But I do find that some of my pieces are what is the word? Quote unquote impeccable. Yes. It's impeccable ink. Yes, I think it is. Some of it. Not all of it, but I think it's pretty good.
Everyone should feel that way. You know what I'm saying? That piece, when you just be like, man, did I write that, John? That's impeccable ink right there. Because it came from spirit. It was spirited. That's why you feel like you don't know if you wrote that or not.
Yeah. I believe you. Let me ask you a question. I don't know if I asked you this before. Have you ever written something, but you wrote it in a time of stress, but you had to pen it because that's what we as poets do. You had to get it out of the system by penning it, but then you wake up the next day and you're like, what the hell? Where'd that come from? What did I write this? You know? Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I have. I've even written pieces like 15 minutes before 11 when I'm ready to clock out. And then just to get some things off my chest, just the energy really, that distorted, ugly or whatever energy that's surrounding the place where I'm at, you know, and then I read it the next day and I'm like, yo, kind of deep. I guess it was that midnight, close to midnight power. You know what I mean? Like, I had to really keep reading it a little bit, like, even to see how I wrote it. Well, I was like, damn. That's crazy. Because, you know, everything is a phone, you know what I'm saying? It's like time stamp. So you look in to see what time you wrote it, it's like, damn, I must have was on one.
Yeah. Have you ever written one where you weren't fully conscious, like wake up out of your sleep and just, as a force of habit, you grab your pen or your device and you just start penning it or just like typing it in your device and then
go back to sleep?
Yes, before like 2:30 to 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Wake up, can't go back to sleep, and I just start writing, and then I go right back to sleep. And it's like, when I read it again, it's like, damn. When I look at the time, I'm like, I want some shit like that. Maybe like, you out of your sleep.
Right?
I'm like, yo, God, definitely gets that hand. You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe that's why I call myself the man behind the hand. You know what I mean? There's also somebody else's hand behind these hands. Word.
Well, I tell you what, we got a few callers in here, but before we get to these callers, how about you and I spit some poetry? Or you want to do a song first? Actually, you know what we need? We need to pay the bills, and we're supposed to do this like every half hour on the hour. So how about I do a station identifier? If my device will come up right, and then I don't know, I got to find it. Hold on one second.
Yeah, then we jump into that poetry.
And then, poetry. Where is it? Y'all give me 1 second.
All right, take your time. Take your time.
I'm usually better than this. I'm usually on point with this, but I think I got so enthralled in doing what I was doing. I didn't scroll to it, but I'm gonna do this. What is going on? Okay, so I'm gonna throw this up in here, and we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Take your
socks off. This is Tiffany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. If
yes.
Let me throw the number for them to call in one more time. Dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that one to join us. All right, King, you want to kick this off, or you want me to start this off?
Yeah, I'll kick this one off. And I always put y'all on the spot and be like, y'all get hit.
It's all good. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece I titled King. This is everything I live by. Never will do a drive-by. I'm the guy who can skydive, survive, and have a seance. Part of a culture that don't need a weak influence. Some become a nuisance, acting foolish. Who is this? Knocking at my door, access closed, all roads blocked. Carry weapons when I'm stepping with no shoes or socks. Meet the barefoot hoodlum from a street with no numbers. Kill winter and fall, embrace spring, duck the summer. Active present, all factors sharp as plans, cactus. Program director access, full commitment, dropping actress. Actors get canceled, handled by security. Sleeping on humanity, maybe I'll drop humility. Execute without thinking, already bars detonated. Only the creator grant favors through my cadence. Some play peekaboo, give currents of a Pikachu. low as hell meet heaven up on a certain avenue. Wonder who's saving who, the one sporting navy blue. King run with brothers dressed up in burgundy, true. Ancestral fellas from a tribe, also I scribe or die. Once the sky cry, all jokes aside, memorize high. Schedule presentation, nap hard for concentration. Wake up, go online, shut down minds for meditation. Flip a coin if you want, heads or tails, it don't matter. Bring data verbally and capture a protege and a master, King.
Yo, you don't pull no punches, do you?
You
give it to him raw. Yo, it's dope. It's dope. It's dope. I love that piece, man. I can't remember the lines that I wanted to reiterate on, but it's still, it's dope, man. You just, every time you write, you know what? I've never heard you repeat any lines in other pieces. You always come with something fresh and new, and it's always right to the point, right in your face. It's dope.
Thank you.
I love it, man. Yo, I love
you know,
that,
I don't
guy.
Work on it too hard. I just let spirit guide me to what needs to be, you know. So when you're working with spirit, you can do anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank
I
you.
Know that stuff.
So never love me. The mic is yours. I know you got something up in the royal chambers.
That sounds bad. Yeah, this is something I believe it was last year, but it's a piece nonetheless. So, this is called Infinite Poetic Tears. You don't know what breaks my heart. You haven't seen me completely naked. Mending behind careful steps and crying lies is tired now. I'm done with trying. So I'm going against the common saying that the grass is greener on the other side, and I'm going to just stay in my lane. Start watering my own garden. I know it'll be lush and healthy because I'm the one who takes care and tends to it. As far as I'm concerned, what I mean to another, I'm just like that book you never opened that you have. I would write with my tears because every atom that bonds to form each molecule is where a story can be read in poetic form. And so each tear forms from the bonding of those trillions of molecules to make one tear. My poetry lives on. See, my heart has always been on a carousel of touch and go, and I have trillions of tears inside I haven't even begun to release. I've known joy. I'm blessed. I've had babies. But my unconditional blindfolds cause me to fear a disappointed face in the people that I love the most. Because I don't know how to give samples of me when I love you and just completely open. Because I love intentionally. The reason they never know is I'm just amazing at hiding it when they hurt me. So I don't fit the mold because I don't trade panic attacks, continuously striving to live up to society standards and speak in accordance with what fits its pretty little narrative of how we're supposed to be. I've never known a mate's giving of true love to me. As I have given. And I don't know who he is, but I try to dream him into my breath of life every day. And I've never been hard to hold. So my heart stays open to love, to knowing true love. But love keeps eluding my presence because theirs always seems to belong to somebody already. I just want to know, when is it my turn? Where's my eternity? Because it hurts. I die just a little bit inside without it every day. And this is why I would write my poetic tears. And that's that piece.
I ain't even going to give you no snaps on that, but I'm going to give you an applause on that. That was like so much from the heart.
Thank you.
I felt all of that. I'm like, and take a breather and make me want to pull out a pen, too.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful.
Beautiful. And I'll tell you. You sure got a way of presenting your poetry. I'm telling you. Dope with it.
I appreciate that. I try. I tried. So how are we going to do this thing? We're going to go into a song or we're going to open up this first mic?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a song in the air and then we can bring the call in and we can get this party started.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, here you go.
Yes, yeah.
Metro!
Yeah, yeah. Drinking dope, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah. Hit that pill, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah. Roll my 90, turn me to a superhero, yeah.
Metro, yeah.
I'm in that dope again, I'm in that flow again, switch up the flow again, yeah, yeah. Fly in the parachute, gripping that pole again, I'm on that all again, yeah, yeah. Candy in the cup, gotta get paid. King in the streets, young mage, friend of the crowd, take it to the grave. Ain't having problems, I'm stepping the bar. Shout out to Dallas, my f*** is a star. Get rich, better take you to war. Piss on your casket, shoot at your bra. Do you something nasty, roll you in a car. Get graphic, put me in a car. I get your brand new roller tomorrow. I put that brand new roll on your arm. Ain't moving slow, but I'm still on R. Tennis braces, and they came with the frost. Cubelinks all the way up to your jaw. Step on the swag when I step on a bra. $2 a half, ooh, that's the cheapest one. Stacking these oranges up like coupons. Told you from never again, upper echelon. I get the stacking up, I'm untouchable. I get the represent, money multiple. I'm at the top of the charts, unapproachable. Bread by the loaf, turbo the motor. Tic-tac-toe, kill another vulture. Selling up boats, do yoga. Lot of serving rewards, serving these boulders. 100 grand large, run a shop, that's a total. Fill up the garage, I'm a mogul. Ain't no facade, ain't no fugazi. I jump it off, I get paid. Drop top rush, I'm going crazy. I push off, smoking on haze. Not trying to floss, Cartier shade. Candy in the cup, gotta get paid. King in the streets, young the mage. Friend of the crowd, take it to the grave. Ain't having problems, I'm sipping the bar. Shout out to Dallas, my f*** is a star. Get rich, better take you to war. Piss on your casket, shoot at your bra. Do you something nasty, roll you in a gun. Get graphic, put me in a car. I get your brand new roller tomorrow. I put that brand new roll on your arm. Ain't moving slow, but I'm still on R. Tennis braces and they came with the frost. Cubelinks all the way up to your jaw. Step on the swag when I step on a bra.
Some day feeling, try you be a hero. But live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
As soon as you up, wanna bring you down. Wait out a while, head on my shoulders for the crown. I ain't got a cage, so I can't save you now. Wanna hate you, I'd rather see you drown. And the world keeps spinning, like I'm the only one in.
Am I the only one?
Why? I don't wanna see you
no,
in.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, King and Queen Quarter. Oh man, King.
You.
Let's open up this first microphone. We got ourselves a C-34 music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. You can hear me well, can't you?
What up?
What's clear?
Thank you, brother.
Okay, but, good. I'm glad.
That was just my joint. The Pearl been rocking it out from the gate. You know what I mean? So,
I know from the intro, I got a few samples that I'm probably going to use from the both of you. I'm just letting you know that ahead of time.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, you wanna ask him the question of the evening?
Yeah. See, Dubs.
Yes.
How you running through life, and then you get that chill moment to present your impeccable ink?
Okay, ask that again.
How are you running through life and then get a chill moment to sit down and get into your impeccable ink?
I go 2 miles an hour so everybody can see me, so really I'm not running through life. Pretty much, I just take it easy. I just find the time, no matter what, and let the ink flow. Oh, yeah, that's a sample I'm using from La Perla Negra.
That's what's up. Well, I do consider your ink to be impeccable. It's thought-provoking as well, because you don't always come up in here with the nostalgic bits and pieces. Sometimes you go straight into politics, you know, and the truth. And, you know, the truth is the biggest, the scariest thing for the powers that be. Because it snatches off that little comfortable umbrella, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, the powers that be are not powering me.
I hear that. Okay. All right. I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Well, then, without further ado, I am going to back out of the way. I'm on Justice Spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, La Perla Negra and King Atterbury. This piece is called Sensitivity, Taking Advantage of My Empathy, especially during what is now the end of days. Coming with your drama and draining my energy, my superpower is sensitivity, and you have become my kryptonite. You nonchalant me. Nonchalantly call on me with your anger and complaining. I heard not one solution in your conversations. It's like you're waiting on unsolicited advice, but I keep distant from your situation while you try to keep me abreast of your life. I told you, I wasn't your man before, but this fact you seem to ignore. It's like I'm fresh meat for a carnivore at a carnival, and the cardinal offense is you don't listen to sound doctrine. All you want to do is knock boots with the next man, please, and get away from me with all this nonsense. And stop dropping hints on how well you suck a sausage. See, that's your problem. You're trying to be the next Obama girl. But you're about to be Octomom with your awful puss popping out a lot of kids now. You're saying, why am I so sensitive? I'm saying, why you use your knees for everything except prayer? Everything out of your mouth is negative, and your basic instinct around every black man is to spread your legs. I only say this because on the real, I care about all in humanity, but check this. I'm not the man for you. Besides, my wife is ready to put you in the ambulance. You need a man with sensitivity? Stay away from me and do not trespass with your ratchet self. That's that piece.
No, that was it.
That's the ratchet self. Stay away from me. You be ending your jaws with an exclamation point. Like, that's it. I think sometimes your last words, your last line is like the best part of the poem. You know, that's why you don't pull no punches, especially when you are making your point to certain females that have tried to cause chaos in your world. I like that.
Thank you, especially those who look like the host of The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yo, see, don't get yourself in trouble, brother.
I'm not even going to go there because I feel like this. Every woman is beautiful in her own way. And beauty is in the eye who is holding them. So,
I ain't holding that.
Don't leave that phone low.
No. You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them. I'm folding. Nope. Okay. I'm going to run through the streets of Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yo, I love what's the name. What was the name of that show that he used to do the Drew Carey do it?
Yeah.
That was my show. And Mimi was my girl.
Tell.
I can't tell who was who. Yo, I'm telling you something.
That
makeup. Well, guess what? Poetic therapy is on the shelf, so I don't know how I'm gonna help you with that. Why? Let me tell you, Mimi's makeup, it really didn't make a difference because she actually looked like she looked. Okay, I saw her without her makeup on, and all it was just adding color to her face. Yeah, some makeup, especially nowadays, you think it's a magician in the room that they walked into. But with her, it wasn't too much different. She looked the way she looked, but her sarcasm and her attitude was the best. I don't care what nobody said. Her and Drew would go back and forth all the time. Like, Lord have mercy. You know what? Yeah, back to your piece. That piece was awesome. As always, you know, you bring it and you end it with an exclamation point, like I said. And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Even though I'm trying to run away from it, but it'll be fine.
It's all good. Yeah. So, King, you got any questions for him or anything?
He already laid the foundation down. You know what I mean? Oh, good.
Okay.
Watch yourself out in those streets, brother.
Play me some Far Side Running. That'll work.
What's a Far Side?
I got something.
Well, whilst he's playing that song, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. And you can go over there, grab yourself some drinks, sit back, and put your feet up, and take your socks off.
You just said Royale Lounge, like you were saying, tell your father, Craig. I said,
That's not me. That's how the host of the show was pronounced it. That's what he said, the Royale Lounge.
You giving me flashbacks and stuff, you know?
That's his signature.
Yeah, I'm
trying to keep up the pace. That's all.
Yeah, please escort me.
All right, see, number one love, one mic.
One love,
one mic to the both of you.
All right, LeBron. You're going to get into this joint.
All right.
She bought a flat man on hands, cat. She bought a tight man on hands, cat. Nigga can't even see me on hands, cat. She bought a flat nigga on hands, cat. She bought a flat man on way out of. She bought a flat nigga, can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Heard me his ass ready to dump my ass. Bitch so pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she callin' me daddy. Walking on shit, turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, they ain't never meet a swagger. Secure the bag, got a bitch, I'ma bag it. Turnin' it up, gotta make sure she good. Park a 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Drinkin' the mud I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. A lot of these niggas, they lookin' the same. They copy my lingo, they bite in my chain.
Championship, championship, man, just gon' amp the shit. Bitch breaking ninja, let's look at the kid. Dirty the fountain, but making the counter. The bro get this money like it's my religion. It's to be a mad, they're sad. If any of these niggas, they try to compare whatever I did. Them niggas touched 100, that's just off the gig. They came out the jungle to kidnap a kid. I trap out a bando, spent 10 on the crib. I look at the ocean, the spot 30 M. Depending where I'm at, the city I'm in. I keep me your fully, no matter where I'm in. I have such an ass, she gon' flash your career. You fucking me good, bitch, you helping me win. Niggas can't see me, ain't no competition. Too many braces, no hold on the wrist. I'm never sober, I'm thinking my quit. I pop the E, I can feel with a kiss. Chief had a flight, nigga, can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Heard me as ash, but it's not my ashes. Bitch so pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she callin' me daddy. Walking on shit, turn it up and I guess it. Came out the gutter, ain't never meet a swagger. Secure the bag, out a bitch, I'm a beggar. Turning it up, gotta make sure she good. Park a 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Making no mud, I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. A lot of these niggas, they lookin' the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, championship, I just gon' empty shit. Bitch break a nigga, just look at the kid. Count up some millions and taste of my drugs. Just stuck in my memory, they went. So in love, ain't matching my flight, bitch, you know you a dub. I started this wave and I used a little brush. Top to get mad and I'm back on the E. Flying commercial, you know it's me. Driving the spaceship, the one with the wings. Crook up the trap, I done broke down the key. Ain't let no fuck nigga holding me back. Put a switch on and then little nigga wet. I said I hit you, bitch, give him a back. Ain't got no roof with a load on the strap. Go to the moon, ain't gon' show you no slack. Put a tycoon, ain't no regular cat. Took a few shrooms, I forget where I'm at. Popping a touch, man, feeling it kick. Chief out of flight, nigga, can't even see me on way out of here, I'm too fly in the sky. Heard me as ash, ready to dump my ashes. Bitch so pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she callin' me daddy. Walking on shit, turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, they ain't never meet a swagger. Secure the bag, got a bitch, I'm a beggar. Turning it up, gotta make sure she good. Perk a 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Drinking the mud I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. A lot of these niggas, they lookin' the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, championship, ain't just gon' empty shit. Big break a neck, just look at the kid.
You
trying to okay, because I don't know when the actual song is ending, because some of them I haven't heard, and you know, some of them take that pause at the end and then they go into another portion of the song or something. I'll be trying to wait and see. Okay, all right, don't seem like they're gonna say that now, so let me go back in.
that was
a dope song, though. We got another caller in here, Ken.
Yeah, let's bring the caller in.
All right, we got area code 469. Welcome to King and Queen's Court. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, it's MD Live. How y'all doing?
Hey, hey, been a long time. Welcome. How you been? Goodness.
Oh, man, it's been a hot minute. Had to step outside my own head for a minute.
Oh, life be life and like that. Sometimes you got to do that. That's what's up. Well, like I said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Man.
I feel good to be back on.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to hear from you. I told you a long time ago, it's always an open mic waiting here for you. Always.
Almost missed it.
No. You got time. You got time. We got all the way up until 11 o'clock to get you up in here and so you can with your presence.
Oh, that means I can come back for a round two.
Absolutely. Indeed. Absolutely. I think we might spin the block, too. I just think we might. I'm going to hand the mic over to the host, King Atterbury, so he can ask you the question of the evening.
What's up, King?
Hey, when you walking through life, bro, you know what I'm saying, with the tiptoeing, high-stepping, running and gunning, when you get that chill time, how you present to the world your impact? What do you think?
Well, you know, I just take my time now and... As you said, I want to be seen, so I'm going to get through about 2 miles an hour.
But,
so,
okay, all right.
Sometimes, you know, when you want to be seen, somebody want to call you out. So I got called out a while back, and this piece is my response to them.
Right. Okay.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
All right. I suffered through mental, physical, and medical demons. Couldn't get out of my own head and face reality. You came for me, now I'm coming for you. 5'7" in real life, yet in my world of poetry, I tower above you. I've climbed to the mountaintop, so I've reached my peak, while you still struggle to stand on your own damn 2 feet. Try as you might to convince yourself you are better than me, and to this day, you still fail. You see, whatever thought you try to conceive, my pen has already given birth to it. My pen is 10 books ahead of you. You'll never catch up no matter what the fuck you do. For every word you speak, my pen writes 33. I don't need a gun to kill you. I don't need a knife to slaughter you. I'll sit back and let my pen murder you. Have you on your knees looking up to God begging, please, please don't let him do it. And with a flick of my wrist, I end your very existence. In peace.
Yo, all right. For this day, pen. You say, I'll let my pen murder you. Yo.
Yeah.
That was
the best of archery right there.
I used to go to this open mic here in Dallas, and somebody was up there one day, and they called me out on Facebook, but they would never get on the mic themselves up there. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go on and pin something to him, make him get up on the mic. He stopped showing up.
Wow.
Yo, that like I said, that was straight bow and arrow, man.
That's what happens when you pull somebody's card, yo. They try you.
Yeah.
They come at you. They try to check your temperature, and then they realize they can't handle it. And you actually come through, you know?
Oh, yeah. See, when I was going up there, I was reading the old stuff that I wrote years ago. And that's what made him want to call me out, because he wanted to hear something new.
Gave it to him, didn't you?
I know, right? Be careful what you're asking for.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I had to let him have it.
I know that's right.
Well,
let me check everything left.
Definitely.
So what you got going on now?
All right. Right now, I'm just trying to get these books out, you know. I got 2 books I'm working on right now. I got 3 out now, you know. So I'm working on 2 more to get out.
My son did
a poetry book with me. My daughter's doing an art book, art and poetry book with me. So we're going to try to get those out there.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm big on posting and promoting whatever's going on with you, but poets, my fellow poets. So why don't you drop all that info on the event page for King and Queen Quarter, and make sure it gets out there to the public about what you're doing.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, I'm glad to be back home. And we come around too. I hit you with the sensual side. Oh yeah, most definitely, Mike.
Oh yeah, and don't be a stranger. Like I said, it's always an open mic waiting here for you to get on there, raise up with your presence and your energy. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. Wow, the host of this show, take you out with a song. Right, and yeah, stay on the line. We definitely gonna spend the
time. Oh yeah, I'm here for the rest of the show. I'm not leaving.
All right, that's what's up. One love, one mic.
Love, one love,
one mic.
King, what you got for that piece, man?
Yeah, I got him.
And this is what it feels like.
Feels like.
this is what it feels like. Look, the only reason I survive, cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street niggas, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. In the only room, keep your dollar bills right. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. What it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. I arrest on my dick, try to audit all my checks. Too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog. They killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all. You burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win, you never land, no joke aside. I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Maestro. But they used to say on the one and twos, yo. Yeah, you got some great music. Scratch it. That's what's up. Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm ready to spin the block and do some more poetry. How about you, King?
Yeah.
You ready? In the
block. I'm ready. You know, I
I got a piece on deck, TTD.
All right. That's what's up. Mic is yours.
This piece is, who need a broken hand when many hugs express love? Also, the nudge is a wake up before the shape up. Levels on point, keep a binder with notations. Stay elevating while these others keep racing. Want to be in the league that has the lead to proceed? Be on point about the food for thought with bad recipes. No need to catch up. Make time for what you want. Moving backwards is a front instead of having a launch. Execute from the inner before they make you doubt. Don't worry about clout. Lizard tongues got half mouths. It's the two-faced facade from all the past life scars. Have you bonding about a song, wishing upon a star? And that's that piece.
Okay. Say that now.
We better stop. Look, I feel like MD Live. People better stop coming to me. It'll get even deeper.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
That was just a tiptoe in the water.
Oh, shit. You ever just stop and look at people sometimes like, you ain't even worth a response. I'm gonna just keep it moving. You ever look at people like that?
Yeah, but... Yeah, but my competitive nature, I'll be like this. Oh, you want to keep playing? Okay. I throw something out there to catch attention, and then when they respond, then I just go for the juggler. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let me just get you out the way right now. Stop playing.
I hear you. Yo. I got another thing. From my archive.
All right.
Thank you. This is called Watering Dead Plants. Sometimes in life, it gets so hard to keep a smile when the love you have inside radiates from you, but no one gives it back. And one of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you just can't breathe into life because you want to protect and shield. Nonetheless, life is still good, worth living and to be lived. I'm going to tell you the storms that I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in. Let me tell you, the storms that I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start. Don't get it that love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of light switch. Every time I took a loss, another piece of me died inside, and I'd gotten so used to not mattering, I was almost non-existent. Yet I still tried. Still putting my heart into it by realizing I can shine brighter and love even deeper because I'm free to be me. Spirit showed me that I'm the author and architect of my life. And I do not run in the shadows, nor am I disposable. But I am very protective of my love. And for those of us who've been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know that love can't be shut on and off frivolously. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't weaken, and it grows and free flows to what's worthy of it. We know that love is beautiful and wonderful and patient and kind and perfect. And that there's a difference between knowing the feeling, having it, and giving it. Yeah, I know love. It flows all through me. I have given so much of it and still have a desire of so much more of it to give. Never felt it from many of them. But that doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. There's plenty of times that I didn't want it to be like this. Times that I'd hated not being able to close my heart off to love. The spirit keeps me filled with it. But I just can't give up on it. I understand how unique he made my heart, because Spirit taught me to give, it where it's nourished. Hold on. I understand how unique he made my heart, because Spirit taught me to give it where it's nourished so it can continue to grow. So I stopped watering dead plants. I don't just give it away to anyone anymore. And that's that piece. Ooh, I stumbled, but I made it.
Nah, it out. Words, you know what I'm saying? The words and the expression of the tongue, you know what I'm saying? You always got this, you know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty right there.
I try. What? I usually, before the show or during the show, while I'm listening to commentary or, you know, a song or whatever's going on, I will skim through the piece that I want to read. That way I don't stumble, because sometimes I can't catch my flow. But yeah. I make it through. I persevere, and I make it through. Nonetheless.
That's what's up. That's
right. Love and
light.
Love and light
on
me.
You know
what I mean?
Oh, always.
Always. Dope. You know, you just take it from the top. You already know. You already know. But let me throw another station identifier up in here, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Right, peace, blessings, mwah, one love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, MV Live said he was going to hang around because we're going to spin the block, and hopefully he got another piece ready. I'm ready to open up his microphone, or you want to do another song first, Ken?
Yeah, we flip a song in the air and then have that dope brother shoot back through here with his archery set.
Most definitely.
Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5. No, this not a Challenger.
Big one.
I keep some members with me in the fridge. The coat seats, they some cannibals.
Eaters.
They like to get geese. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat. She took a look, mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she saying 3D.
Wow.
I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme.
I bet I
do this for the fam, cause it's bigger than me.
Big.
Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece.
Mastery.
I call him twin, cause that be my brother. We got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun.
Wait.
Song, carrot, song, pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all. Front of me. Cake on me, no funnel.
Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top.
KD play, no runner.
We gon'
chrome my wallet.
Woo.
Smoke my pilot. A3 fly to the traffic.
Traffic.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick.
Nah.
Made one wrong move, just popping. Living on broke with the flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Flooded.
It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch it, dick. Give me cocky.
Don't touch it.
We geekin', gon' trend on the top,
keep trend.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas gon' stop. Pull up,
gone.
Put that don't get a cup for the drip on my mug. 5 kilos, keep stacking your bank, I get big. Never would, I throw some shade on it. I'm team, look, don't play with these. I see the big picture, we up on these. The huncho, the one you gon' call on me. I got your back, you gon' follow me. When I get up, we gon' ball on these. Ball, duck, we beat out the system. Water on me, like the sun of sun, carrots, sun, pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble. Migo gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, frontal. Cake on me, no funnel.
Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet, smoke my pilot. Pay to revive to the traffic.
Traffic.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Made one wrong move, just pop it.
Pop it.
Living on broke with the flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, Migos.
I hear that. I hear that. That's what's up. That I like
play on takeoff.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. All right, let's open up this microphone again to MD Live and see what else he's gonna grace our presence. MD Live,
hello?
Welcome back again. Can you hear us?
What up? What up?
Hello?
Indeed.
Hey, what's good?
Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you know, keeping my word. We said we was going to spend a block, so we back at you again. What else did you bring for us?
Ma'am? Oh, 1 second.
Make sure you watch it when you go to air it up, because it airs up fast.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me put my phone on the charger real quick before I get die on me.
All right.
You picking up the bow and arrows, man.
All right, all right. So, back on here. Let's see, guys, here.
Yeah.
All right, this is a piece that I wrote. I don't have the, there's a piece that I was going back and forth doing a collab. I don't have the other person's parts, but I do have mine. My wife don't like me to read these parts, but I will.
All right, well, Mike is yours.
And this, all right, this is... wanting and waiting to taste your sweet nectars, arouses the dormant parts of me. Parts that have been awakened by only your sensual touches and your calm whispers. I no longer need to dream, for you have made my dreams my reality. With each path of your hand across my chest, I become enticed to being at the whim of your words. With each kiss, I await the next. With each piece of clothing you wear, I want to remove and watch your naked frame dance across the floor in the midnight air, feeding my body and soul with the sweet nectar that you release. Oh, baby, I can't wait for the next day. Why, I'd ask, can I have an instant replay? In peace.
Wow, that was beautiful. Slightly erotic. Sensual. And that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I haven't done an erotic piece in a minute myself, but I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it starts sensual, and then it gets very erotic.
Yeah, I caught it. Trust me, I caught it. It's all right.
So, if we be in the block one more time, I give you part two.
Oh, well, we can do that. We can do that. We might be able to fit another one of your pieces up in here. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to see how it goes because
right. Me
and the host got some more pieces to spit as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sit around. You'll be right back. All right?
All right.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, that was decent. I haven't heard, actually heard any erotic poetry in a little bit, you know, especially since there's no more erotic love songs. But don't mean that I ain't got it up in me.
I know that's true.
So, what else you got for us, Kay? Because I know you got the single on the cover.
Yeah, I've been, this is a joint I was falling back and forth with my uncle on that. So, you know, I'm down with their crew, Scrap or Die. So, you know, they be going in. So this piece is titled Circus.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. They want to know how I stay grounded. I stay from them lounges. Sitting on a bench at the shore where a pond is. See how birds of a feather flock together, okay. Seagulls snatch and take away what your hands display. Who for thought, know what's coming, true intuition. My vision, precision, never complicate my living. Dark ones cause division. Gotta get a bomb back. Is that act or walk with the sleeve stacks? So I breathe facts into those that need that. Are the lies that rise and compromise wines, that's whack. Ron Harper jersey, number 9, divine completion. Elevating and reaching while I'm seeking sacred readings. Having closed-door meetings with high-position people. Everything is all good when you are able to see through. What matters the most is integrity within your legacy. Become a better you as a spiritual embrace delivery. King.
Wow. Did you say spiritual embrace?
Yeah.
I like that.
Delivery.
I like that a lot. That's what's up. Very, very nice piece. Very nice piece. I got something else.
All right.
All right. This piece is called Music is Life. Music is my shadow dancer. I dance through my storms with and when my softened voice begins to die, my music will continue to vibrate in their memory. Music, like my poetry, has always been and will eternally remain a part of me because it is a vital part of my survival. It is my expression of my passionate feelings and the bearer of my precious memories. Like the perfectly safe feeling when sinking into the comfort of his arms. When my soul feels off balance, it brings it back together, yet stimulating my nerves, reminding me that I'm alive and to just live. Music brings hope because it inspires and speaks for me over and over when I'm afraid they won't listen. Because I learned a long time ago that music can bring people to you regardless if they want to listen or not. Still hear it. Thing reacts and relates to music through the stimulating vibrations of sound. It is universal, multiversal, and felt galaxies away. Music has always been and always will be. Whether it be a single note repetitiously, a beautifully composed sonnet of melodies, or an annoying cacophony. There isn't anything in existence that doesn't know music. So I speak to everyone through my music. And eventually, they get me. Music is a necessary force and is the language of the spirit opening the secret of life. It is essential. Music is life itself. And that's their piece.
We're getting it in tonight. Yeah. That's La Perla Negra, y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah,
sometimes you got to throw it out there like that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, can we... Can we get another song up in here?
Yeah, definitely. I got you on deck.
go check my posture, Valentino boots. It's the boom and out of way, a lot of them, a lot of race. Never hesitate to give a nigga yellow tape. And worry about the bag, cause the cash accumulate. Soon as we came in the game, all these niggas, they imitated. Put my mind on it, then I put my grind on it. Put the iron on them if a nigga my opponent. My code 500, I don't put no miles on it. I was running wild, homie, with 500 thal on me. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you on your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this stuff, so do not test me, yeah. Brick flood, drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hit. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the stick. Put my finger, got the game with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some brain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it. My nigga, we found an off division. Amateur brain, yeah, we bought you like it's an auction, ain't it? I get this chopper, 100 round total, like it's apocalypse. I mean, it's your mandatory, the means I had to get it. My shooter be begging, please, you ready to whack a nigga. I gave a nigga a dummy, I had to cap a nigga. I'm giving your whole weight, like she a rapper, nigga. We get added, then we gon' pay with the past scriptures. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you in your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Flood, drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hit. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the twist. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you on your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this pistol, do not test me, yeah. Brick, flood, drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hit. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the twist.
Metro booming.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely. That's what's up. Oh, about 10:30 now, everybody. Got up until 10:59 to get up in here and join us, participate. Because guess what? Blog Talk Lady cuts you off. She has no chill. 11 o'clock. You ain't going to be able to get up in here. You ain't going to be able to listen. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. You're just going to be standing outside, man. Okay? Dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press 1. Join us. Hey, so, King,
yep.
You got time to do a couple more pieces if you like.
Hey, let's get it. I'm here. Let me surf through the archive. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece right here is called The Dog. They only want me to fall because I walk on steady floors, opening up different doors for who's taking the score. Make my own calls when I dial and get response. I'm the arm, leg, arm, head when it comes to these poems. Use my pen as a wand as if I'm Merlin, but I'm king. Feel these lines as if a scorpion sting, get emotions to sing. Pain of trying to hurt, return to sender, long address. Say less as I express, bars of a boxer right and left. No need for the spar, I'm already inside the car. Illuminating from afar, spitting at these dark stars. They team up to take on the solid liquid and gas. Strike back, giving a gash, or words touch them like a rash. I ain't much for attention. Already I'm a made dude. Just got back and cool from the school that I like to do. Pull the cord out of sockets. I'm atomic when out of pocket. Well polished from training and in space. I'm a Rottweiler. Build of a pit bull off the leash residing in Jersey. Full forward attack will be an emergency. They keep playing. I'm going to turn into a Akita reader. Cross my path the wrong way and see a high-level breeder thing.
High-level breeder. I know that's right. That's what it's all about. Elevation. Yo. That was dope. I got another piece, but this is untitled, so I'm gonna just get into it. Thank you. From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. Could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all that I loved alone. Edgar Allan Poe. To be my peace, he must understand the love I share has a deep connection with the highest white light. So he and everything he loves will always be covered in my presence and conversations with the Most High. The spirit is always present in me, so I love like no other. Be my peace. I need him to understand that I carry wisdom so safe, so his safe space will never be a weapon. He can trust me. I need him to be the one who really sees me because I've been overlooked. I need for him to understand that his appreciation emphasizes the natural essence of my true inner beauty. Because my spirit has been broken. That I only need my gentleman's beast to appear in two places, in an unsafe condition and in the bedroom. I need him to praise me so that I know he isn't drawn to another. Because they've always made her presence felt above mine. Be my peace. I need him to give me the safe space of comfort where he's so willing to hear me that we connect at a level where I feel his kisses on my soul. Because my words have been deemed redundant. I need to see forever behind the water in his eyes because uncertainty is an unacceptable. I need to feel the love in his always welcoming embrace and passion in his kisses. So I can just dive in because rejection built these walls. I need his selflessness exuded limitlessly and to never take my openness for granted because I only know how to give. I need him to know that he can exhale his troubles between my heartbeats and escape in me when he rests his head upon my bosom. Because I'm not trying to be, I am his woman. But what I need most is to know, is my heart safe with you? Because this time, I just not mend it broken. I bring peace. Give me you and please bring peace to my peace. I've already had a home and health care. That's that peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Nice. I caught the bad ending of it. My call dropped. But I came back. You know what I'm saying? Came back like they took that. Well, leave that alone. But anyway, I'm back.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, the same way you asked me. Like, how does it come to you? How do you compose your poetry, though? You know what I mean, like, how does it, like, resonate on you? Be like, yo, I got it.
Oh, man. Just life itself. I'm going to tell you a funny story. I got inspired one time by sitting on the damn toilet, and my kids didn't change the toilet paper roll, and all the toilet paper is in the cabinet that's way across the bathroom. I have a huge bathroom, okay? I mean, when you get up off the toilet, you got to literally walk like a couple feet to get over to the sink, and underneath is where I keep my toilet paper stock, right?
Yeah.
And I'm over there, you know, I'm not doing number one, I'm doing number two. And I'm like, these damn kids
I wrote a whole piece. I forget what it's called, but it's about, I think it's called Change the Damn Toilet Paper or something. So I get inspired by anything, anything. I've been in the shower, and you know the little, I don't know about anybody else, but I have that little window in the shower, and right behind my house is a bunch of trees. So when the sunlight comes through, it's beaming through the flickering of the leaves and the wind blowing it, and I came up with a piece from there. I mean, it's just like, back then I was actually able to retain more of what was coming to me without having to write it down right away. Nowadays I got to hurry up and grab my device or my little pad and pen or something and make sure I get it down before different words come. You know, it happens like that sometimes. So it's just life. I was riding the bus one day, and it was during the winter, and I started writing. I pulled out my pad and my pen, and I started writing about what we go through in the wintertime, about the beautiful woolly boots, the big boots that we wear, and the hearty pots of stew, and how the snow looks and the air smells. You know, cold air from snow and winter smells different than the warmer air that we get, you know, because kind of like the germs and all that other stuff is put at bay when it's cold. The cold kind of like slows things down, but it also means meat and hardiness, you know. So I draw from just life, period. I ain't going to get into my erotic poetry because, I'll pull that from some places too, but it's anything, you know, the fall of my locks across my shoulders when I release them from the style that I have them in, the color of my skin, the way somebody is walking down the street approaching me, a smell, you know, some eyes, the eyes, the way their eyes look, their lashes, it could be anything. So anything comes about from me. And sometimes I'll be shocking the hell out of myself, like, what? You know? So that's pretty much, you know, how I come with my poetry. It could be anything. I'm a find that joint, toilet paper for you. You're going to be cracking out. You're like, damn, she was mad. But let me ask you, you ever go to the bathroom and there's no, the bowl is empty, and you know there was a person in there before you that emptied the damn thing, and they ain't changed it? Don't that just piss you off?
It'd be happening like that at work. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, somebody couldn't, like, put something in it? Like,
right. Exactly.
That'd be some disturbing shit.
Yes, yes. So. But, what was I going to say? It was something else about my poetry. But, yeah, that's pretty much where I pull from, you know.
So.
Everything in life.
Gotta grab that information anyway, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Anything in life can inspire words to flow from your pen. Anything. Anything. So, how about another song? Because we still got about 20 minutes, I believe. 18 minutes.
Yeah, I got it. Here we go.
like a pistol. Start new vehicle. I done jumped out, G.I. Joe. God forgives what I don't. I don't. Lord have mercy, I don't. Big shot, big dog. Block too hot, gotta cool off. CCTV running 24/7. You better not move wrong. I can see the wallet chain hanging off my shadow. USDs and euros. I do them so foul, two free throws. Just left the jeweler, weigh my neck down with 2 kilos. Issue is not me though. Speed limit 60 over. Twist up 3.5 and I smell older. I'm in the ozone.
The building, Race of Myrrh.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we got another caller up in here. I'm gonna open up this mic and see who it is. All right. We got area code 501. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 501. Are you muted? All right. Going once. Going twice. All right. Well,
I don't know.
We got about 15 minutes to spin the block and get back to you. And we can open up MD Live's mic again because he said he could bring us the second part to that piece. I'm interested. I want to hear the more of the eroticism. Okay.
All right, let's open up that mic. Come on, brother.
All right, MD Live, you still with us?
Oh, still here.
All right, brother. Can we get part two?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pass it over to
Day
you. That's yours.
It's yours, brother.
All right. Day two. We moved from the shower to the bed, still dripping wet. Me, from the shower. You, from the intense passion that flows from deep within you. The aroma of your love is invigorating, teasing my senses with exotic flavors for which I can't wait to taste. I lay you on the bed, move apart your legs, fall to my knees, and begin to taste the most delicate and delicious dessert that has ever come across my palate. With an arch of your back, you thrust your hips, giving me all you have, making sure your love is cast. Drenching me in your juices as my mouth is overfilled. With the grip of the sheets, your moans get deep. Again, you climax. Legs trembling, teeth clenching, heavy breathing, heart pumping, world spinning. This is not the end, but the beginning. My nature has risen to its peak, so I pull you closer to the edge of the bed, lift your legs and expose your glistening temper. As you run your nails down the center of my chest while biting your bottom lip, you grab hold of my manliness and guide me, rubbing the tip of my dick over your clit before lowering me into your canal. Slowly, I begin to move back and forth, working my way in inch by inch. Your moans become whimpers as you try to accept my entirety. I lean over and gently kiss your breast. Then you whisper, bite the nipple. Again you whisper, even harder. I can feel the throbbing of my dick as it pushes inside of you. And as your walls grip onto me, I can hear the sound of seduction each time I draw back. Again you whisper, baby, I'm about to come. Don't move, baby. I'm about to come. You grip tight to my back, digging your nails in me. Your eyes roll back. You take a deep breath and scream, baby, I'm coming. And I say, don't get too relaxed. I'll let you catch your breath because we are not done yet. In peace.
Damn.
Jeez.
Oh,
it's two more parts.
Okay.
It's still two more parts to it.
Wow. We ain't got time for the rest of them tonight, but you can definitely put them on here next week. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah. We definitely going to come back.
Oh, man, you make me want to go in tomorrow, Rodicism, but I ain't going to do that tonight.
open up the joint. You know what I mean? The lockbox.
But you know what? You have
such a
calm, it's almost ethereal vibration about you. Your energy is very, very calming. When you switch your pieces, even when you just talk, you know, in general conversation, you have a very, very calm nature about you, and that's dope. And then to hear your erotic piece read so smoothly, man, I was like, I was trying to write something down. I'm trying to multitask. And when you got to read, sitting, I was like, hold up. I had to stop what I was doing. I'm like, ooh. Oh, shit, I'm ready to go in my tablet and find something, you know. Because erotic poetry.
I try to do a little something.
Yeah, you did it. You did it all right. Erotic poetry, that's my thing, for real. I write all different kinds of poetry, but erotic poetry, that's my wheelhouse right there. I do that.
You know. I never wrote erotic poetry until I started getting on Drifter Mike.
Okay, okay. Yeah, they'll take it there with you. For sure.
Once I started getting on there and started hearing people spitting, I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what I can do.
Hey, man. That's
what's up. Well, I'm glad you tried because it's well worth it. For sure. Yeah.
When I finish this, I bring y'all Menage a Dream.
Oh, I like that title. Okay, all right. I'm anxious. Yeah. All right. So, that means you can call back into Epiphany Monday night. You can call in Tuesday night. You can call in Wednesday night. You can call in Thursday night. You know, you can call in. Well, Friday it's at 10. You can call it Saturday. You know, Epiphany got it on lock 7 days a week. We got a show for you.
I'm going to definitely be calling in. I just stepped back away from work. Now I got time to write again. So,
that's a beautiful thing.
It's time for me to start putting my pen back to work.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
We never really stop writing. We just pause for a minute. You know. Yeah. We got to do some other time. But thank you. Thank you very much for that two-piece. That's what's up. Appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
Yo, God bless. Yo, all right, King, you got another call up in here. Let's try 501 again. I believe this is another host of one of the Epiphany Radio shows. This is one half host of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Hey, Jay. Welcome to King and Queen.
What's going on, y'all? I'm up here monologuing like a villain. I'm like, they can't hear me.
No, we couldn't. We really couldn't hear something, yo. You know I would never ignore you.
Really know better than that, but you know how it is.
Yeah, we calling your name like we was a part of the group Switch.
Okay.
I call your name. Like, anybody on?
Okay, that was funny.
I'm glad to see y'all out here having
Jeff
fun.
Jeff is my boy. He know I got to mess with him sometimes. When I...
Yeah, man. That go without saying.
That was, King, you want to ask him what's going on with the poetry?
No, not really. I just going to say that Shakespearean just fits your impeccable ink. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Absolutely.
You know he'd be pulling out from anywhere, so that's why I just said Shakespearean, do what you do, bro.
Yo.
All right, cool.
Impeccable ink pieces.
Yeah, your poetry is absolutely beautiful. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get out the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah, brother.
All right, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all bringing me back up in here, too. I got a little bit lost down the hallway.
All right.
The name of this piece is called Breathe. It's one of these things that I'll be having a problem with. Breath control is a tough one for me. Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me, a compressed period of times into poems. It's something during the regurgitation. There's a squeeze, a seize, a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. And in the heart of deep waters, my word seems to lose sustenance, becoming non-corporeal. My mind can't grasp them, so I float within them, like a specter within my own poems. First I'm phasing, then I'm drifting, out of focusing, swimming underwater. Breathe. Slowly, centering, balancing, so that the oxygen coming in will fuel the boiler with the check valves at the ready, so that the compulsion doesn't expand in the billion bands of potentials, and that's the complexity of exponentials. When you have an entire ocean waiting to leave through a trickle, a small stream, at these pressures, even wind catches fire. Mental note, take time to take in the wind. When I hear the hollow howl whistle, I inhale. Breathe. Because breathing is for the living. Feel the stress leaving, the tree swaying, the whirling wind streaming up the nostrils, and then the release. The body needs this burning of oxygen in real time. Don't panic, it will be fine. But the war is woven into the walls in between the lines. Every spark is from a grind. Every gem just does not shine. I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of your mind. A poem not heard, but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. As you, the listener, I pivot to see the desserts and the wines and the produce. If I could just weave the poem to the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky terms, the clever little traps, cover the tracks, cast the net. But the scarecrows pop from out of the furrows, frightened away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day for me. The poem crafter, the measurer, the calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing. In and out. Life-giving air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Boom.
Wow.
See, brother,
wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
You said, I don't know what it was you said before this, but I'm trying to write it down real quick. Am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that was, but before that I said am I the slave or the master, the noble one, or the bastard? And then I had to ask the last question, or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter?
That was dope.
Wow, that is super, super profound. Oh my God, you know, your poetry, your soft tone, and you don't trip over your words. Your flow is just amazing, really. Wow.
I appreciate you, sis.
That line right there, oh my God. That just, you know, wow. Just wow. King, what you think?
That's
oh, Jay-Z. My God.
That's Jay-Z. That's why I ain't asking really no question. That's why I said, like, let this shit play and do what he do. With that impeccable eight. You know what I'm saying? I can
thank
see
you
with the pencil, a pen with the feather top on there, dipping it in the ink.
I'm about to give me one of those, though, for real.
Creating this masterpiece or what. You know what I mean? Word. I know you can get busy with those. That's what I said. Dope piece.
No.
Thank you, brother.
With this, having this topic of discussion, impeccable ink, I couldn't think of anybody better to end the show with tonight. I think your ink is impeccable. It's absolutely beautiful. And I
well,
truly
that feels
truly,
good.
Really,
thank you very much
seriously.
For that. I'm truly humbled by that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Amazing. All right, Jay, before we let you slide up on out of here, because, you know, some of y'all poets and y'all hosts like to skate off, you know, without leaving us with...
Yeah, be running scared like a rabbit in the woods.
I know, because I do it sometimes. So I'm like, damn, I wanted to just get off the mic, you know, spit my feet, get off the mic. But, you know, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got something going on outside of it.
On Epiphany, we are trying to line up a very, very special poet. We're still working through the details right now. But I think this poet would just incinerate a room. They just need the opportunity to go ahead and do it. And we're still working out the details on that. But hopefully they're going to be here this Saturday at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, only at Epiphany. Come check out Just Jay and Gina Storm at the Just Jay and Gina Show. We are going to, if we can land this poet right here, it's going to blow everybody's socks off. And if not, we're going to have a regular show. We do good regular shows, too. So either way, y'all show up. Quit playing.
Okay, that's what's up. And
Small House of Poetry. Today we had the AM Drive. We're trying to get that into syndication, Danielle. We are so trying to get that into syndication. We got some people that's looking at it. But we're trying to get that into syndication.
Sweet. You need to go ahead and come up. We need your energy up in that zone. Why you play? We need
I'm
your
trying,
energy up in that zone.
Signal, yo. The aliens be trying to send me messages and like interrupting my signal. So I be like, oh.
Got you.
Yeah,
bro.
But you see how we do it, then. If you get up in there, you know you'll fit right in the slot.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a creep. I'll be around.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for the small house. You know, we have our regular shows. They can come over and find us on Clubhouse or what may have you. But I just wanted to go ahead and highlight the AM Drive. I'm glad you came through, sis. Really glad you came through.
I sat up in there as long as I could, but like I said, my signal was messed up, and it boots me from the room, or it gets so bad I have to, like, refresh. I have to leave out and come back in. So, and if I got to do it too many times, I'll be like,
make sure you don't need an update on that.
I think it's
if you need an update, it'll do that.
Do an update on it? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go over there to your Play Store, whatever you want, put in Clubhouse. And if it say update, quickly update it. If you haven't updated, it's going to be raggedy.
Okay. All right. That's a thought. I'm glad you mentioned that to me because I'm definitely going to do that.
Yes, ma'am. I would love to have your energy up in there. You doing your thing you normally naturally do. That would be more than enough. But you already see how it goes. We would be in there just to have fun.
Absolutely. That's what's up. All right, just Jay, thank you so much for coming up in here. I'm going to
all right, King and Queen.
To the Royale and Al. All right.
The De La Roche.
We broadcast live from London right now, man.
Live from London, let's get it. What they say, I'm about to do a pub crawl.
There you go.
I think that's about something getting high in Britain. I don't know.
What have mercy. All right, we're about to end this show now. So, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
You too, bro.
Oh, man, King, this was amazing. Let me see if I can give the rundown for the week for Epiphany real quick before we get up out of here.
All right.
Right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., we have one of Mojave's shows. You got Fly Speak, you got War Council, and you got Honey Dripper. So you can come by and check out any one of them. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am in Divas Talk. I'm waiting on my main diva to get well. You know, y'all send well wishes. But until then, I'll have a panel of divas to join me in there. The topic is up for discussion. I don't know what's coming, but I'll let you know what it is. Every Thursday night, you can catch Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son hosting the Get Down, one of the hottest shows on Epiphany. Yeah, and that's every Thursday night at 9. Friday nights are open as every other Friday night. I'm sorry. It's Renaissance Poetry, but that is at 10 p.m. on here on Epiphany. Every Saturday night, well, every other Saturday night, we got the Just Jay and Gina show. As you just heard, one half host, Just Jay. All right. Every Sunday night, you can catch Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo in the Inspiration Factory. So I have some church up in here. Yeah. And every Monday night, we got King Atterbury, the King and Queen's Quarters, with one of the divas at Epiphany. Okay. Yeah, I can catch me up in there again, too. All right. So, King, I'm going to hand the mic back over to you, and you can take us out.
All right. Just want to make an announcement. Tuesday and Wednesdays, well, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, you can catch King Atterbury, Inc. doing what he do. I'm just starting up Poetry's Paradise. So call in. You know what I'm saying? You see me advertising on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Poetry's Paradise.
And on Sundays at 1 o'clock, the House of Thoughts. Call in, express what you need to express, manifest it. And I'm back here with the Epiphany family doing what we do, King and Queen's Quarters. I'm going to take y'all out with All My Life. Let's shout out to For Real the Poet. Boss Man is the Boss Man.
Hey. Dougie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash will get here. Got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just said with the mayor and politicians, I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more, I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
I thought
I'd make it out. Never thought I'd make it out.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
They couldn't
take
me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy, so somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't never posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age. Yeah,
all my old age.
That's the biggest blessing, my nigga. Just pass away from old age and shit.
All this time.
Dirk, respect my nigga. I pray for you, my dog.
You've
been through a lot of shit, my boy.
No.
I know God gonna bless you.
No.
Just keep your head on straight. Stay out the bullshit. Stay out the bullshit. No matter what, stay out the bullshit, my nigga. You're too rich, you're too blessed. You're too solid. Feel me?